And not only can you do it with our internal engine, but you can also do it if you're using Saxon 6.5.3 or Saxon 8.4 or Xalin or system.xml.net, XSLT. That's a long one, isn't it? The Microsoft class for XSLT. And not only that, but it's okay to debug it, but now say you've been using the Apache Project Xalin processor for a while, and either the directive comes on from high that we're now using Saxon, or maybe you're hitting performance problems with one and you're switching to another one, or maybe you're just hitting performance problems and have no idea that you actually want to change anything. We have this neat little thing here. Let's switch to the XSLT that we ran before. And we have a profiler. So we can go and we can run it. And this time, let's see here, run. I know, let me turn that off there. I keep trying to write through my read-only adapter. There we go, run it again. We get this extra little clock thing here. And if you go down here, you get the profiling output. And we give you a little bar graph so you know where the time was spent during the execution. And the other thing is what is Stylus Studio good at dealing with? XML, right? So you can save the profile report. It's actually in XML. And this is a style sheet, just a piece of XSLT that transforms it into HTML for display. So if you want to go and post-process it or do whatever you want, we had one user go and do SVG graphs. So they had all this pretty stuff come out for their very complicated sheets. And of course, you can just click on it and get you back to the line of source that was responsible for it. You can see a little blue triangle moving around up here as I click. Anyways, you have no idea what happens after you start using Stylus for a while. You start looking at text files, you start clicking and wondering why your cursor isn't jumping in your source. So like in the console window of Eclipse, I'm clicking on error messages there and nothing's happening. So that's one. And just one other little demo here. Let me see if I can find the file. This is a real file that one of our users sent to us in the testing phase. It's real EDI. The only thing he did is he removed all his text information from his company. But there's the file. And he was kind enough to put line feeds in it, so it looks somewhat reasonable. And his name was Rob Wenzel, as you can tell. That was the ID he stuck in the file. And if you were really good at reading the EDIFACT format, you would know that UNA records tell you what the delimiters and separators are, and the UNB is the header, and the UNH tells you the message type and the edition. And there's like 24 editions in standard use, and there's some other ones. And then here's all the stuff. So one of the problems that we run into is we often get EDIFACT in, but we're 4GL programmers, and we're not real familiar with EDIFACT. We might have the documentation, which gives us a clue. So what we're going to do is we're going to open that file. Oops, no, I want to do secure a bit there. Where is it? Here. Using adapter, and we're going to use the EDI adapter. And we have this bunch of options. We're just going to leave the defaults. And now we see it as XML. But we're very nice about the XML. Is it too faint to see? It's kind of light colored. Sorry about that. But we're very nice about it because not only do we build the... Is that a little clearer? All right. Not only do we build the XML for you and indent it, but what are these things? Comments. So what we do is we actually have the catalog for all these EDI, the EDIFACT formats in Stylus Studio, along with their human descriptions. And we'll tell you for each one, here's what the element ID is, here's what it means. And then if we go down and find some here, like down in here, inside EDR there are code lists, which are lookup tables. And we'll actually go, like in this case, 2005 is the date time period qualifier, and its value in the EDI file is 137. So if you were to look in the original file, here it is. This is what this row looks like, right? Now that kind of looks like a date, but if we go in here, here Stylus has been very kind to tell you that not only is it that, but 137 means it's the document message date time. There's the value, and then the other thing after it, the 2379 thing, means that it's the format qualifier is 102, which is the century, year, month, day format. So we'll actually go and look up the information for you and expand it. So if you have to debug these things, you have some clue, if it's not working, as to whether it's the data coming in or it's your part. So we've tried to be concerned about the entire life cycle from the beginning to the end without harming the developer. So that brings us just about to the end. Can I do that page again? Any questions? Go ahead, yes, sir. With the glasses.
Is there any direct tie with this
and
Sonic ESP?
Is there a direct tie with this and Sonic ESP?
Can you use these transformations in their transformation service?
Sonic sells an earlier version of Stylus Studio with their product, and the adapters that we build are pure Java. So you can hook them in if you want. Yeah, you have to ask the Sonic people for details on that, because Sonic is probably the only piece of progress I haven't worked for. So, it's not true. I haven't worked for the real-time division, but okay. Another question? Anything? Okay. I think everybody's got to go catch flights. So I appreciate very much you being here. Thank you.